Well, I can't hardly get too cold all the time. She sure didn't hardly get too cold in this setting. That's for sure. It's miserable.
You don't see how those folks working on the side of the road, cutting grass and chopping weeds.
I don't need it.
Some kind of warm.
Yeah, a lady told me, I don't say stand it up under that house, but it's cool up under the house as it is on the outside.
Yeah.
I'm not that great up under the house.
Well, let's see. I asked you yesterday about how your house was heated, talking about fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you had a heater. Instead of fireplace.
Right, instead of fireplace.
There are a few things I want to ask you about a fireplace, just to see if you've heard of.
Uh-huh.
You know, that open area right in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
That some people have bricked over?
Yeah.
What have you heard that called?
Can't think of it.
Was it hearth or hearth or something like that?
Hearth.
Yeah.
Hearth, yeah.
Y'all didn't have one of those.
No, we didn't have one.
Yeah.
We heat it with the heat all the time.
Yeah.
My granddad had one. That's the only fireplace, you know, right in this area that I saw, you know. But we had a great big old heater, it beat the fireplace all the pieces, you know, would heat, you know.
Yeah, they are a lot more efficient than
Yeah. Because that's the only heater we had in the house, you know. It heats the whole house. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what people call that great big piece of wood that they set the fireplace will burn a long time?
Back log.
What kind of wood was that?
Oak.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
it'll burn all night. You get a big, you know, big enough, it'll go all night. Yes, sir. Because I have a heater. Well, it took wood like that because the door like that and the grate was down in the heater, but just about that high. But the heater stood like that, you know. You could do wood in and stand it straight up. It'd take long wood, just like a fireplace, you know. And big doughs on it. My dad used to put great big hunks that big and that long in there, oak, you know, just before we get ready to go to bed. And when some of us boys get up to make a fire, all we had to do is add a little lighter to it, you know, and we had a fire going.
Did they usually have something inside the fireplace that they set those back logs on?
Yeah, they had two things to set the logs on to hold them off the bottom of the brick, you know. And what do you call them things? They got them now. Remember what you call those things?
Something like dog irons or fire dogs or hand irons?
Fire dogs. They got a back. Come up so high on the back and not quite that high on the front, and then you lay your wood on, and then it wouldn't let it go lay on the real brick.
Right.
To smother out, you know. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right, fire dogs.
Was there something up above the fireplace?